It is the Mojo in the Morning Show. Mojo and Spike in Shannon. And we are welcoming to the airwaves of Channel 955 right here in Detroit, the former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State. Welcome to the show. What could be the next President of the United States? Hillary Clinton is on with us right now. Madam Secretary, welcome to the show. Oh, Rachel?
Hi, this is Hillary Clinton.
Hi,
good
Hillary.
Morning.
How are you doing, Mrs. Clinton, Madam Secretary? It's Mojo in the Morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Mojo, and everybody else? It's great to talk to you.
What have you been up to?
Been busy?
A little of that. I've actually been having a really good time here in Michigan. We've had some wonderful events, and I've gotten to meet some great people in Detroit. I was in Grand Rapids yesterday. Of course, I was in Flint again on Sunday. So it's been terrific, and I thank you for talking to me today on primary day.
Wow, this has got to be for you just like nerve-wracking. Every single week, it seems like there's a couple of times you got to sit there and be watching the polls and looking at the numbers and all the rest of that stuff. Oh, I can't imagine what that feeling must be like.
Well, I think you just described it pretty well. It's a nail-biter because, everybody who's supporting you, I have a terrific team here in the state, lots and lots of volunteers, and they all work so hard, and, they knock on doors, they literally make thousands of phone calls, so it's not just, me that is on pins and needles. It's everybody mm-hmm. working for me, and I just can't say enough about what a great job they've done here for me.
Will you be present at some of the polling locations this morning? Will people be able to see you and meet you?
Well, I am going out and around the city in Detroit. I don't know exactly where we're going yet.
Okay.
But, today is International Women's Day. So what a good reason
it
to
is.
Come out
Absolutely.
And vote, right?
I was just going to say that, too. And it's not – Mojo asked me at lunch yesterday, said, if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, will you let your daughter stay up late to watch? And I most definitely would. And I don't want anyone to go out and vote because someone's a woman, just like I wouldn't want them to vote just because someone's African-American. But I kept my daughters up to watch President Obama accept that presidency in Grant Park. It was just part of history to see the first African-American president. I think the same would be true in this case if you won.
I really think that's right. And you have daughters, right?
Yes, two daughters.
Yeah, look, I think that breaking down barriers, which is the real focus of my campaign of all kinds, economic barriers, people need more good jobs with rising incomes, and we got to knock down health care and education barriers, everything that stands in the way of us being the country we should be. And we do want to send a message to our kids that, hey, this is a country where you work hard and you do what you're supposed to do, you can get ahead. I want people to believe that. And it's got a lot of, resonance in the past, but I want it to be true for your daughters and my granddaughter and everybody coming up now.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Madam Secretary? If you do become the next president of the United States, what will we call your husband, former President Bill Clinton? Will we call him...
First gentleman, right?
First gentleman, first dude.
I mean, first dude.
To say, I've had so many good ideas. First dude is one. First mate, which I think is kind of clever. First gentleman, I think, is probably what most people will end up on.
And I'd say Bill's excited to be back on the campaign trail, too. If I've seen recent pictures this weekend, it seems like he has been in every restaurant in Detroit this weekend. I think he's enjoying it.
Actually, hold on a second here. Mrs. Clinton, I've got a surprise for you. Hello, who is this?
Mojo, it's Bill Clinton. Hey, honey, let me just say, I've been working really hard for you, stumping here, and I've been looking at the polls on 8 Mile, and Detroit loves you. You got nothing to worry about. You got this.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
What do you want to be called? Former President Clinton, what do you want to be called if your wife wins?
I'm going for first dude, if we could.
First
dude. Queen of England. Watch the Queen of England.
Well, I think by popular demand, that may be it.
Right. Okay,
Mrs. Clinton, is this what your husband sounds like? Does he talk like this to you?
You know what? It was pretty close. I have to say, that was close.
Any last words from you, President Bill Clinton?
I got someone who wants to say hi real quick.
Hello, Hillary. It's Donald Trump calling.
Oh, good Lord.
I think Let me just tell you, our plan is coming together perfectly, believe me. Soon the Republican Party will implode, and you'll be the next president of the United States. It's going to be huge.
Wait, there's a plan between you? I didn't realize that, Mr. Trump.
Oh, I'm her secret surrogate, aren't I?
I don't think you're going to get her to admit to that.
What? Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious. Who did that? That was a really good imitation.
Was that you, Bill Clinton, doing Donald Trump?
I do a pretty good Trump impression.
That's our friend Eric, which I'm sure right now Hillary's people are probably nervously sweating at who we're going to bring on next.
Yeah, you revealed the big conspiracy. You know, there are a lot of people who believe in conspiracy. So this gives them something else to, you know, worry about.
You're doing fantastic. Best of luck today, Hillary.
Wait a second. Was that Donald Trump saying best of luck to Hillary Clinton? I just heard that just now.
That was a surprise.
Thank you so much for going on the air with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really, really enjoyed it. And have a great day. I hope all your listeners get out and vote. And, you know, I do like to be reminding people that if you don't vote, you lose the right to complain. And we love to complain, right?
That's absolutely true. That's our favorite thing to do. So you got till 8 o'clock tonight.
Honey, I just converted some Bernie Sanders supporters. They said that he has too many dandruff flakes on his suit coat to be president.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
I can see you guys have a lot of fun. I may have to listen to you. I don't know.
Please.
You should.
Actually, if you're going to listen, don't listen to the next segment. It's probably not very presidential.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I don't mind. I will have to tune in for that, too. But, hey, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bringing my husband on board and telling the world about my secret past.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care, everybody.
All right, Hillary Clinton on Mojo in the Morning this morning here.
Very nice. And how nervous do you think her people are getting that we're going to bring on a Monica Lewinsky or somebody next that would really...
Seriously. Put her I want to know from Rachel if her people were screaming at Rachel on the other line.
I don't know. Eric, I was waiting for you to pull out like another voice impersonation. Who else is there? You know?
Who else are we going to have? Hey, Hillary, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Ted Cruz. I'm sorry, babe.
Hey, it's Bill. Now, I know interns, and I've never seen anybody work with interns quite like Mojo in the Morning. In fact, I used to pick out my own interns. They got college credit, all right. Want an intern on the show? Text intern to 95500.